July 23, 1931 Fecundity of Light. The Creation, Feast of God and of the Creature. The Divine Will, Regime and Rule. I am back in the arms of the Divine Fiat. It seems to me that its immense light flows like sea around me, and as I do my acts of love, of adoration, of thanksgiving, I take from within this light the love that the Divine Will possesses. However, I take of it as much as I can take, because, as creature, it is not given to me to take it all, so immense it is. And I have neither the capacity nor the space in which to enclose this interminable love. But, still, I fill myself completely, in such a way that, though I am creature, my love toward the one who created me is full and whole, and so is my adoration. In fact, the acts done in the divine will must possess such fullness, that the creature must be able to say, my being has melted completely into love, into adoration I have nothing left. And the creator must be able to say, all the love that she could give me, she gave to me, she has kept nothing for herself. But as I was doing my little acts in this sea, little waves were forming, that, unloading themselves into my intelligence, changed into light of knowledge on the divine will. And my always lovable Jesus told me, my daughter, one who lives in my divine will is always dealing with light, never with darkness. And since light is fecund, it gives birth in the soul to the truths it possesses. The virtue of light is marvelous and miraculous. And while, by looking at it, one sees nothing but light, inside it possesses the fullness of goods. But it communicates these goods not to one who only looks at it, but to one who lets himself be touched, molded, clasped, kissed with its ardent kisses. As it touches, it purifies. As it molds, it transforms. As it clasps, so it encloses its light in the soul. And with its fecundity, that can never remain idle, its work is incessant, it communicates the beautiful rainbow of the divine colors and beauties. And with its kisses it infuses the most beautiful truths and the ineffable secrets of its creator. Living in the light of my divine will and not being aware of the divine things, of our secrets, not feeling the fecundating virtue of this light, would be as if God wanted to live separate life from his creature. But the one purpose for which we want our will to be also that of the creature was precisely that we want to live life together and permanent with her. So, it would be absurd living in my will and not feeling the fecundity of its goods that this light possesses, which is that of making the creature live of God himself. Then he added, my daughter, here is why in creation there were so many preparations, as preparatory to one of the greatest solemn feasts, that our divinity wanted to solemnize with the creature, from the very beginning of his existence. What did we not prepare so that this feast might be one of the most solemn? Heavens studded with stars, sun radiant with light, refreshing winds, seas, enchanting flowerings and fruits with the variety of so many flavors and sweetnesses. After having prepared everything, we created man, that he might celebrate, and we together with him. It was right that the owner of the feast, who had prepared it with so much love, would be present and enjoy together. More so, since the substance of a feast is formed by the company of the guests that are wanted at the feast. And so that this feast between us and man might never be interrupted, we gave him our very will, that ruled our divine being, so that one might be the regime and the rule between God and the creature. So, as man withdrew from our will, he lost our regime and our rule, and we stopped celebrating on both sides. So, as you do your acts in it and you remind us of everything that we did in creation to set up our feast for the creature, we feel that our fiat is your regime and your rule. This binds us and clasps us again, and forms for us the new feast, and makes us repeat that of creation. And I, my beloved Jesus, however more I want to live in your will and die rather than not do your most holy will, yet I feel myself bad, dirty. How can I repeat for you this feast? And Jesus continued, our love for one who is determined to live in it and do it always is so great, that it makes itself brush of light, and painting with its touch of light and heat, it purifies the creature of any stain, that she may not be ashamed of our adorable presence, and it places her, with all trust and love, to celebrate together with us. Therefore, let yourself be touched up by my divine will, even at the cost of suffering any pain, and it will take care of everything. Fiat.